Father, we come before you thanking you so much for what you have done in our lives and what you are going to do in our lives. Lord, as we look into your word this morning, we want to focus our attention on you. We want to put all things away from our minds, all the clutter, all the anxiousness, all the distractions, Lord, that we might listen and hear with our ears and our heart what you have for us this morning. We pray now for your Spirit to fill us and challenge us in our faith this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we, of course, were on vacation last week and saw some pretty amazing sights. On our trip, we got to see creation at its best. Not that Michigan is all pure, but God is pure, and He makes some pretty fantastic sights. And had to throw that in there, just on Michigan, but Wisconsin's the best. So anyway, we took this one trip and pictured rock. Some of you probably have taken that, and we ran across this one item at the very end of the trip, and it was a tree on a rock, and I got a picture of that. Kathy actually took this picture, and very interesting. You can see on the left side of that rock that there's something going over to the mainland, and that's the root of the tree. Now, there used to be land there. There used to be a land bridge, and that collapsed, but the roots remain. And so the roots followed where it could get sustenance, where it could get something that would help it survive. And so here, the tree is a healthy tree, and only because that root is connected over to that main land. And normally, we don't see the roots of trees. Normally, they're buried underneath something, but I have a few other pictures that I'd like to go ahead and show. Normally, you don't see the roots. Here again, water washed away land underneath the tree, but the roots continue to hold it together and gain sustenance so it can flourish. Another slide here. These got confused where they should be. And so a lot of them are on top, but if you can see, they go into the ground, and you can't see what's under that ground. So what's really interesting is we were, I wasn't sure what to preach on when we came back. And I knew that tree and the rock and everything was a great illustration. I mean, biblical principles. And I could think of probably 10 different sermons I could give just on that illustration alone. And so then Kathy and I, we read a book together. It's called The Book of Mysteries. And we ran across this in just our normal reading. It wasn't like we were looking for it. And all of a sudden, here's this Sheresh. And it goes into this narrative where a man is asking a teacher different questions. And he said to the teacher, "What's the key to being fruitful in God? What causes some to become great in the kingdom and not others?" I'm not going to read everything, but he reached over and he pulled the plant out of the ground. And he says, "The part of the plant you don't see, the hidden part, look at it. It's hidden, yet it's the most important part. When you look at a tree, you never see the whole tree. You just see what grows above the earth. The most important part is unseen, growing downward into the earth. From the roots come the tree's water, its minerals, and its nourishment. Without the roots, the tree ceases to exist. And if its roots are shallow or weak, the tree and its fruit will wither away. The tree's fruitfulness can never exceed its rootfulness. In God, your life is like a tree. There are two parts to your existence, the part that's visible to the world and the hidden part no one can see. It's the visible of your life in God that manifests the fruit. all your good works, all your acts, love and righteousness, but the hidden part, these are your roots. And what exactly are the roots? Your inner life with God, your faith, your devotion, your love, communion, your time with Him in prayer, in that which is in your heart. No one can see it, but it's the most critical part, the part which you receive spiritual life and nourishment. He talks about in the last part of this section, he said, what is the Hebrew word for root? The word is sheresh, and it's linked to deepness and depth. And so if you would become great in God, you must become deep in God. Focus on strengthening your roots. Make it your aim to grow deeper and in the hidden and secret places, and your life will bear much fruit. And so I thought, you know, that really goes along with the tree and this rock, and that's really cool. And so I started to do some study, and I was doing a devotion, and I ran across Romans 11. We're going to get into that a little later. But Romans 11 talks about the roots of your life. And so I kind of took the hint, and I said, okay, Lord, we're doing a sermon on roots. And so I want us to turn to Matthew 13 first. I want us to go all the way to Matthew 13, 1488 in the Pew Bibles, 1488, Matthew 13. In this, Jesus is telling the parable of the seeds and the soil, the farmer who's sowing the seeds. And listen to what he says. It's the second half of verse 3. He begins the parable. He says, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no roots. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others fell on the ground, good soil, where it produced a crop. 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. And so we see here that some seeds fell on good soil, and some not so good soil, and some in thorns. But it all was depending on the root. Where was the root? Of course, the bird ate the seed before it had a chance. And then the rocky soil didn't let it gain deeper root, and so on. So whatever happens to the root happens to the plant. So then in my devotions, you know, I came across Romans 11, and I want us to go there too. 17:23 in your Pew Bible, 17:23. Romans chapter 11. Paul is he's sharing a lot about Israel and the Gentiles being rooted into the olive tree, which is basically Jesus or God. But look at verses 16 through 18. He says, if the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. Interesting, huh? If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not boast over those branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. Isn't that amazing? The root is the root cause. The root is your sustenance, is what you need. If the root is holy, so are the branches. So are the plants. The root determines the health or survival of the plant. You don't get all up and high and mighty because you don't supply the root. The root supplies you. There's a number of things then that are issues, and it can affect the root and cut off the nourishment. And we find that sin or the thorns You know, Jesus talked about thorns that choke out the plant. And I got a couple of those that I listed in scripture verses, 1 Timothy 6:10, which is up on the screen. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered away from faith and pierced themselves with many a grief. Now you notice it's the love of money. You know, it's that striving after money, the desire for money. That's what causes the problem. And it becomes a root that is choking out your other nourishment. And then the next one is in Hebrews 12. It says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See, now, a lot of us, we get that little bitter root in us. You know, we kind of get along with certain issues, and then somebody comes along and rubs us the wrong way, and we get this little bitter root, you know, a root of bitterness. It's, you know, kind of nags at us, and we just can't seem to get over it. And that's going to cause all kinds of problems if you don't straighten that out. It's sin. Sin is like a parasite. It latches on, chokes out the nourishment that comes through the roots. It chokes the supply of the roots. We're responsible for that. We're responsible to weed out those things. To take, you know, how many of you have gardens, and gardens are growing, and Kathy, she's not been able to get out there, and these weeds are starting to take over. And we all know weeds, it seems like weeds pop up overnight. It's all of a sudden you go to bed and you wake up and they're a foot tall in the garden. And there's hundreds of them. And that's sin. Sin, if not attended to, if you don't attend to taking care of getting rid of those things, it's all of a sudden they take over. And that's why the scripture talks about us getting daily into prayer, getting daily into His Word. Every morning we wake up, put on the armor of God, it says. We need to do these things so that we can weed out those things that choke the root, the supply from God, the Holy Spirit. We allow these things to happen, and then sometimes we kind of like it. You know, oh, that weed has a really pretty flower. You know, weed, it smells pretty good. So I think I'll leave it in the garden. And that's not going to help your garden, and it's not going to help you if you leave, no matter how sweet smelling and good that sin may seem, it's choking out your supply. I want you to go to Colossians 17:91 in your pew Bible, 17:91, chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 6. Well, 6 through 10. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. What? Rooted and built up in Him. Strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Jesus Christ is the head. He's the one. He's our supply. We need to be rooted in Him. We must make every effort, it says, to remain in Christ, rooted in Him. Every effort. Don't, you know, it's, you know, talking with Jonathan and talking with some of the guys that were in Afghanistan and Iraq, they were on alert all the time. You never knew when an attack was coming. And so you were always ready. You had your weapons close by. You had everything at your fingertips, ready. Because when that attack came, you had to get up and get going. You had to be moving. You had to be dressed and ready. When does the enemy attack? You know, I was talking with Tommy Dehart. He said they were in camp And a lot of the guys were just in their underwear. And they were attacked. And so, you know, he won't tell you this part, but he jumped on a Jeep that had a 50 caliber machine gun in his underwear and protected the men around him. Now, Satan attacks anytime. Just when you're weakest. Just when you're not expecting. Just when you're in your underwear, I hate to say that. But just when you're like relaxing and like, oh, you know, so good, and bam, Satan attacks with a temptation, with something he wants, and you're weakened and you're relaxed and you're resting and you're not ready. You know, the scripture relates that. It tells us that we need to be ready at a moment's notice. We need to be ready in and out of season. You know, and we are in a battle. We're in a battle for souls. And our roots, if we don't have our roots healthy, then our tree, what is manifested, won't be healthy. But, you know, we're good at covering up. We're really good at that. Yeah, I was reminded, went to Hollywood, you know, used to live out in California. We went to Universal Studios. And the guide was telling us, he said, you know, you see the trees over there? Looking pretty brown, aren't they? He said, that's no worry for us because we just paint them. He said, if we want them green, we paint them green. If we want them fall color, we paint them fall color. If we want them, you know, dead, we'll paint them all brown. We just paint them whatever we need them. Because that's Hollywood. It's fake. You know? We went through the town. And it looked beautiful. It was a beautiful town. But when you went through the door, there was nothing behind it. It was just a face. It just was, you know, looked beautiful on the outside, but there was nothing behind it. It was empty. It was nothing. And a lot of us do the same thing. You know, we dress up. Nice suit. Pink. Notice that? Pink and comb our hair. I shaved, you know, this morning, made nice and clean, shaven. And some of you ladies, you paint up yourselves pretty nice and get all good and looking. But what's in your roots? What's down in the roots? Are you playing the Hollywood thing? And you just paint what you need? And I'll paint a smile on my face because I want everybody to know that I'm happy. I paint my eyes wide open because I want people to know I'm not tired. Oh no, I'm not tired. Kathy catches me a lot of times, you know, doing the bob. And she says, you need to take a nap. No, I'm not taking a nap. I'm not tired. We do that all the time. We fool not only everybody else, or we try to fool everybody else, but we try to fool ourselves too into thinking that everything's good. Everything's fine. But what are you rooted in is the question. What are your roots in? Are they in the good soil? Are they grabbing the sustenance from the Holy Spirit, from God? Or are we letting our roots get overwhelmed? Do we have shallow roots? Do we not get in? Remember what the Book of Mysteries, what he said, Cheresh, rooted deep. Are your roots healthy? Are you rooted in Christ? That's where our roots need to be. We need to go deep. We need to get into the Word. We need to get into prayer. And be prepared. Because at any moment, those weeds, those temptations, they pop up. We got to be ready. Let's have a word of prayer before we go to our last song. Father, thank you so much for sharing with us about how we need to be rooted in you. Lord, it's so interesting because I know, I see it all the time out in the community and everywhere, and people acting very cool, very good, very on top of things. And yet, Lord, I hear people saying, people who know the real person, and how they say, no, that's not true. They're not like that. You should see them at home. You should see them over there. You know, Lord, I pray that instead of putting on that face, that we get ourselves rooted deeply in You. That we shed off all those things that distract, all those things that cause us to follow the wrong things and find ourselves in a wreck, find ourselves in disaster, find ourselves, our lives are just falling apart. Lord, that we start weeding the garden, that we start getting all that sin out and let our roots gain the sustenance that they really need through You. Lord, I pray if anybody's here that hasn't accepted You as their Savior, so that their roots can be in that good soil, not in the thorns, not in the rocky soil, not even on the pathway. Lord, that we would be in good soil. I pray, Lord, that they would just accept You now. That they would pray, Jesus, come into my life. I need You to fill my life. I'm sick and tired of struggling. And I need You to take my life and let it be part of Your life. To be filled with Your strength. To be filled with Your power. To live this life in victory. Lord, thank You so much for what You have done in our lives. And I pray that You would build in us Your character. Lord, that our tree not only would be healthy, but also fruitful. And that we would pass that on and overflow to all those around us. We pray all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. This song we have is Standing on the Promises. And we're going to stand on those as we sing this last song. So let's all stand. The first, third, and last verse is up on the screen. And let's sing this with new enthusiasm.